You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, midweek edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and welcome to this midweek edition of The Punt. Going to be taking a look at the Europa League final on this week's show. And we'll also hear about the playoffs in the English Football League in the company of Pete Farris, Gav Pruszkowski and Al Ross a little bit later on. But our main attraction today, taking a look at Marseille against Atletico Madrid in the Europa League final. My name's John Gibby, joined in the studio by Sam Norris. Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm very good, John. Yourself?
Yes. Well. Looking forward to an exciting week of football. The league phase, if you like, of the season may be over, but still plenty of good stuff to come.
Yeah, we're just beginning to run out of football, aren't we, at the end of the season, which would be disastrous if this wasn't a World Cup year, but fortunately it is. So we're not going to be bereft of football for too long, because this, in a non-tournament year, is getting towards one of my least favourite times of the year, when the realisation that the football has stopped. But we've got the World Cup to come, and as you say, there's a few nice games coming up before the World Cup. Of course, we've got this Europa League final that we're going to take a look at. The playoffs are still to be played out, the Champions League final, the FA Cup final. So there's still a smattering of domestic and European action before we turn our attention to Russia in a few weeks' time.
And always good when you've got the World Cup. We don't sit here over the summer talking about, you know, Kazakhstan football for two
months.
Yeah, exactly. Always good. Right, well, let's take a look at the Europa League final then. Of course, it comes up at Wednesday at 7:45 in Lyon. And Atletico Madrid take on Marseille, of course. Atletico 4-6. The odds on favourites to win this one in 90 minutes. The draw is 13-5. Marseille are 9-2. And just to throw in a couple of other prices here, to win in extra time, Atletico 8-1. Marseille 20-1. To win on penalties, Atletico 12-1. Marseille 12-1. So, Sam, how do you see this one going?
Atletico are favourites, deservedly so. They're the best team in this final. 4-6 is probably a worthy price about them. It's going to be harder for Marseille. They are rightly chalked up as the underdogs, just because this Atletico side, and I'm not breaking any boundaries by saying this, I'm not unearthing new information, they're very, very good at the back, and it's incredibly hard to break them down. And when you're a Marseille team whose linchpin in attack is Florian Thauvin, I don't think the Atletico defenders are going to be having many sleepless nights, albeit he has had a good season goal scoring. His form for Marseille has been considerably better than anything he showed in a Newcastle shirt, for example. Yes, they've got Dimitri Payet, who can still unlock doors, etc. But I think this Atletico side will have more than enough. They face better attacks than this over the course of the year and have kept them out. So it's a case of you trying to chisel out a better price than the one being offered on them to win in 90 minutes. It's interesting that both these sides have got one more league game to come, which feels weird to me, because the, you know, a European Cup final, it's not the Champions League, it's the Europa League. It should be at the end of the season. So they've both still got a league game to come. The final game of the season in La Liga for Atletico matters little, really. They're confirmed in the Champions League places next year and only need a point at home to Eibar to secure second place in La Liga. Marseille's game has got a little bit more riding on it next week. They've kind of got two chances to get into next season's Champions League. One of them is obviously winning this Europa League final and the silverware that goes with it. And the other chance they've got is trying to beat Amiens next week and hope that Lyon drop points so they can try and sneak into the final Champions League spot in Ligue 1. They're currently a point behind Lyon. Obviously, this is a European Cup final, so I'm not suggesting they're going to rest players. But I don't know, when you weigh it up, I wonder which is the which is the easier route for Marseille to try and get into the Champions League next year? Is it winning this game, or is it trying to beat Amiens on the last day, which they should, and hoping that Lyon do them a bit of a favour? It's by the by, really, because you know you don't rest players for a European Cup final.
And so. Their fate's in their own hands here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're not having to rely on Lyon, but yeah, just thought it was interesting that the pair of them have got that other game to play domestically. As I say, this is an Atletico win for me. Throw some stats at you now, which might not really have any real bearing on the game, but I think are pretty interesting nonetheless. Spanish sides have taken 16 of the last 22 European trophies handed out. They've won 8 of the last 14 Europa League / UEFA Cups when this was in its previous guise. They haven't lost a final to a non-compatriot since 2001. So the only time a Spanish side loses in a European final, it tends to be against another Spanish team. And conversely, French sides have never won a UEFA Cup or a Europa League. They've lost their most 4 recent finals, including 2 for Marseille, who were beaten in the final of this competition in 2004. And French sides haven't won a European trophy of any description since PSG won the 96 Cup Winners' Cup.
Wow.
Now, those stats are nice, but they probably don't really have a massive bearing on this game. But interesting that French sides' record in this competition compared to Spanish sides is such a big difference. The stat that I thought might have a little bit of a bearing on the game, and again, this is a negative against Marseille, this final obviously being played in Lyon. Yes, it's not a home game for Marseille, but it is in France. Sides playing in European Cup finals in their own country actually have a pretty poor record in recent times. The last 3 sides to try and do it have all been defeated. Sporting Lisbon in 2004-05, Manchester United in 2010-11, and Bayern Munich in 2011-12. So the last 3 sides who've played a European Cup final in their own country haven't won it. So if you were thinking this is going to be not like a home game for Marseille, but they'll have an advantage playing in France, it hasn't really panned out that way. Team-wise as well, Atletico gave a little bit of a rest to some of the big guns at the weekend. Diego Costa and Antoine Griezmann came off after an hour in a 1-0 win over Getafe, so they should be well rested. But as mentioned at the top of the podcast, it's the defence that makes Atletico so good. They've played 8 games in this competition this year, and they've only conceded 4 goals, never conceding more than 1 in a match. It will come as no surprise to know they've conceded the least goals in La Liga this term, only shipping 20 goals in 37 games thus far. This defence is a well-oiled machine, and in Jan Oblak, they've got, in my view, one of the genuinely best goalkeepers in the world. Probably doesn't get mentioned as much as David De Gea and Manuel Neuer and people like that. But I do think he's world-class, Oblak. Seldom do you ever see him make a mistake. He's got a great defence in front of him, and that's what will ultimately get them through here. Marseille haven't really played anyone of Atletico's calibre in the competition this year. You look at the sides they've beaten. Yes, they've done well, but they haven't faced anyone like Atletico just yet. And again, as I said earlier on, I'm not sure they've really got the attacking weapons required to go toe-to-toe with this much-revered Atletico backline. They don't hammer teams, Atletico, to be fair, having been outscored by 5 teams in La Liga this season, despite finishing, well, likely that they'll finish second. In fact, if you backed under 2.5 goals, that would have landed in their last 6 in all competition. But they've won 3 of their last 4 with under 2.5 goals in the match. So that's the bet for me here at 11-5 for Atletico to win the match with under 2.5 goals. The win to nil is there at 7-5 if you want to be a little bit more cautious. That gives you a bit of insurance if Atletico do run riot. But I genuinely don't see Marseille scoring here, so I'm basing my betting around that, and Atletico to win the game in under 2.5 goals is 11-5. And it probably rates a strong fancy here. I can't really see too many other ways that this game's going to unfold.
Could the record of French teams in finals in major European competitions have something to do with the quality of the sides they're facing week in, week out? So, you know, Spanish teams playing in La Liga, very, very competitive. English teams, you know, even though not quite as good their record as the Spanish sides, playing in the Premier League, which very, very competitive. You know, who have you got in Ligue 1? PSG, you know, Monaco,
yeah,
Lyon and Marseille, and not much else.
You're quite right, yeah. And I think we saw this kind of evidenced in the Champions League at times last season when PSG were, it might have been the season 4 actually, and in fact, I think it was the season 4 when Zlatan Ibrahimovic was still playing. And they were, you know, they were sticking 7 goals past Troyes at the weekend. But then they were coming into the Champions League games almost a little bit cold because they just weren't used to playing that quality of opposition. Even though PSG are a very good side, they'd been absolutely chiefing up teams in Ligue 1 week in, week out. And this is a pattern that I noticed a couple of years ago. They were coming into those Champions League games and they weren't really ready for the task in front of them. I think Ligue 1's got a little bit more competitive over the last few years. By the way, obviously Monaco have thrown a bit more money at the project now. Lyon, I've been pretty impressed with them this year. I thought at one stage they were going to pit Monaco to second. That looks unlikely now. So I think the strength of Ligue 1 has improved a little bit over the last few years. But you are quite right. Historically, over the years, it's not really been a patch on La Liga where there are, you know, probably three genuine European elite sides in La Liga. And there's probably only one in France.
Yeah.
And that is PSG. But yeah, interesting, those stats. It's not something I'd want to base my entire case around because, you know, it's not an exact science, just French teams in European Cup finals. But interesting how poor the record is recently.
So we've also obviously got your odds available on this match. Hashtag your odds on Twitter at William Hill. If there's something that's not on the website or on the app that you'd like to have a bet on, just tweet your request at William Hill on Twitter. For example, over two goals, over three cards, over 10 corners is 5-1. And those sorts of your odds bets are always very nice because they give you an interest throughout the game. You don't have to be rooting for one side over the other. Whereas, you know, often when you make an outright selection in something that's priced up, you have to get off the fence a little bit more.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, absolutely. And there are loads of ways in already on the website. I think if I was to build one of those, Atletico win to nil would probably be the cornerstone of it.
Yeah.
And then I'd maybe chuck some things in and around it. We've got one on there which is trending at the moment. Diego Costa to score first, then to be carded. That's 11-1. That's okay.
Yeah.
He'll
probably be carded, let's be honest.
Yeah, he's the kind of man who could get into a fight in an empty room, isn't he? So, to score first and be carded, bit of interest. Maybe just score any time and to be carded. Obviously, a bit of shorter price, but that could be of interest. But some of the ones we've got on there at the moment, I see both teams to score is popular in like I just don't see Marseille scoring here.
Yeah.
And hence the bet, Atletico win and unders.
There's also enhanced odds available on the website as well. For example, Atletico Madrid to win both halves was 16-5, but enhanced out to 7-2. Those available on the William Hill website or on the app. Anything else you want to put in a mention for in this Europa League final, Sam?
I think that's about it, to be fair. As I say, Atletico win, probably be low on the goals. Think it'll be a professional performance from Atleti and see them getting the job done. Not easily, but I think they'll be pretty comfortable in this. I just think that back line is too strong, and I don't see that Marseille have got the arsenal, really, to go to war with that defence.
That's the European action taking place this week, the Europa League final on Wednesday. We've also got the conclusion of the playoffs in the English Football League. We can get the thoughts of Pete Farris, Gav Pruchlowski and Al Ross.
Hi, it's Pete Farris, and it's the final English Championship semi-final playoff game of the year, and Villa, of course, hosting Borough with a 1-0 aggregate lead. Villa 5-4, the draw 21-10, Middlesbrough 13-5, but I think the draw here at 21-10. Borough took a while to get going, a few tactical mishaps, I think, from Tony Pulis. They eventually couldn't break Villa down, who lead through Mile Jednak's goal. But I think a draw at 21-10, like I say, is the way to go. Only Sheffield Wednesday, 2-1 back, of course, months and months ago. And QPR, in a bizarre result back in March, have won at Villa Park so far this season. Borough have stuttered all through the season and away from home have struggled to get any kind of form going with wins at just Derby and Birmingham since mid-January. For me, ultimately, it's going to be a low-scoring game as well. So while there's plenty of fantastic goal scorer value, Kodja 13-8, Graben 13-8, Hogan 15-8, and maybe even former Borough player Albert Adoma at 9-4, I'd rather just go towards the goals here and say not many at all, thank you. The under 2.5 is 4-7, but I think we could even see the under 1.5 at 2-1. For me, Villa make it to the final to take on, well, a very interesting opponent. But whatever you're backing in the Championship this week, very best of luck.
Second leg of the playoff semi-final in League One between Rotherham and Scunthorpe. Rotherham 6-5, Fabs to win this one against Scunthorpe, who were 12-5, 11-5 for the draw. It was 2-2 in the first leg, with Scunthorpe grabbing a very late equaliser. Scunthorpe did lose 2-0 at Rotherham in the league, and in fact, Scunthorpe have not won away at Rotherham in the league since 1997. Rotherham's form at home is pretty rock solid. They have won 7 of 9 games at home. Scunthorpe away from home, no defeat in their 8 games. games away from home, their last eight games, but both teams to score has landed in six of those eight games, and that's what I'm fancying in this one. I think Rotherham will be too strong, so I do fancy Rotherham to win at 6-5, but do put in the both teams to score as well. So Rotherham to win and both teams to score, 18-5 is a nice play. I do look at scorers in this one. Someone I do fancy for Rotherham is Joe Newell. Scored away at Scunthorpe in the first leg, scored away at Scunthorpe in the league. That means it's 2-2 for Joe Newell against Scunthorpe. He's 23-10 to score again to make it 3-3. I'm also having a look at him to score. But my play, Rotherham versus Scunthorpe, is Rotherham to win and both teams to score at 18-5.
I thought Exeter would come through this tie despite losing the first leg, so the fact they got a 0-0 draw at Lincoln's Sinsel Bank makes me more optimistic about that, bearing in mind Exeter finished 4 points off automatic promotion, and yet were the only team in the top 10 to lose 10 or more matches away from home. That speaks volumes about just how hard it's been to get a result at Exeter's St James's Park this season. 4 home wins in 5 makes Exeter the rightful favourites. They've been scoring and conceding, both teams to score has landed in 4 of the last 5 at home. But Lincoln, more reserved, sometimes struggle to score on the road and rely on a strong backline. And also a big clash of styles here. Exeter's pretty football against Lincoln's more direct style. It should lead to an open game. But then that should have been the case in the first leg, and that ended goalless. In the end, I think the goal count will be dictated by the game. If Lincoln are behind but in touching distance in the last 20 minutes, I can see it really opening up. So you could go for a goal in the last 15 minutes. That's fine. Jaden Stockley to score any time. Happy with that. But I don't know why we need to complicate this. It's almost a pick and market. Exeter, the better of the two sides over the course of the season, in the better form and with home advantage, 5-6 to go through and 8-5 to win it in 90 minutes. And I think they will. Sometimes the best bets are the simplest. Exeter at 8-5. The first leg between Coventry and Notts County finished 1-1 with County boss Kevin Nolan fuming at the award of a late Coventry penalty. County's performance arguably deserving the win, and that bodes well for a side who are a surprisingly large 8-5 to get the job done in this second leg. A few things to bear in mind: both sides could have had loads of goals in that first leg. Notts County though missed the most sitters and had the better of a really bad game on a waterlogged pitch, and that was away. Secondly, County should have won, that was no penalty. Thirdly, Coventry will almost certainly be missing Tom Davis because the referee missed what looked a horrible stamp. He has now been charged. Fourthly, most importantly, Coventry, weirdly, are the shorter price. 6-4 to do what only three teams have managed in league competition since the start of 2017. And that's win at Meadow Lane. 33 home league games, only 3 defeats. 6-4 for a Coventry side who finished below Notts County in the table, who was second best in the first leg, who lost this fixture during the regular season just last month. No, there should be goals, both teams should score. Coventry, oddly, should win the corner count. But why are we complicating this? 5-6 for Notts County to progress, 1 for the Acker Builders. The Nat though, Notts County to win it in 90 minutes at 8-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.